HarperCollins presents Ayodhya, The Secret History of Rama's Appearance in Babri Masjid by Krishna Jha and Dhirendra K. Jha. Read by Pallavi Bharati. Introduction. The night was almost over. Ayodhya was still numb with sleep. Piercing through the quiet, a young sadhu drenched in sweat came scampering from Hanumangadhi, a fortress-like Hindu religious establishment housing over 500 sadhus in Ayodhya. He had been sent to summon Satyendra Das to his guru Abhiram Das, who seemed to be breathing his last. Those were the early hours of 3rd December 1981, and a curtain was coming down over a few forgotten pages of history. Dharam Das, the other disciple who stayed with Abhiram Das in his one-room tenement, the Asan in Hanumangadhi, had asked for him so that they could be with their guru in his last moments. The news did not come as a shock. Satyendra Das had been almost awaiting the moment, since he had known for long that his guru was nearing the end of his journey. He had been at his bedside the whole day, and the signs were not encouraging. Even when he had left Abhiram Das's asan to get a breather after hours of tending to the terminally ill, he had a premonition that his guru, the man who had led a small band of Hindus to surreptitiously plant the idol of Lord Rama in Babri Masjid on yet another December night 3 decades ago, might not live long. After he had come away from the bedside, unwilling but tired to the bones, Satyendra Das was restless and unable to sleep. He dreaded the moment, yet knew that someone would knock on his doors with the news any time. And when it came, he responded fast, wrapped a quilt around himself and ran out along with the young sadhu who had come to fetch him. It was very cold outside. The winter night was fading into a dense fog that smothered everything in its folds. Nothing was visible. The duo, almost running in total invisibility, knew the nooks and crannies of Ayodhya like the back of their hands. As Satyendra Das arrived at the asan, he saw Abhiram Das lying in the middle of the room on a charpai, surrounded by a few sadhus from Hanumangadhi. No one spoke. It was very quiet. Only Dharam Das moved close to him and murmured softly that their guru had passed away minutes before he had stepped in. Slowly, as the day began to break, devotees and disciples started pouring into the room. Soon, preparations for the last rites of the deceased were begun, with the help of some residents of Hanumangadhi. The rituals for the final journey of ascetics are not the same as those for non-ascetic Hindu grihasths, particularly in North India. Sadhus, unlike Hindu grihasths, are rarely cremated. There are two options. Either their bodies are smeared with salt and buried sitting in a meditative posture, or they are dropped down a sacred river tied with a rock or sacks full of sand. The fact that sadhus who take vows of complete renunciation are not cremated symbolizes their separation from the material world. The claim goes that cremation for sadhus is superfluous, since they have already burned their attachments through ascetic initiation, opting for a life of austerities and renunciation. In Ayodhya, the normal ascetic practice has been to immerse the body of a sadhu in the Sarayu, the name given to the river only as long as it touches the shores of the town. Before and after Ayodhya, the river is known as the Ghagara. The reason for this nomenclatural confusion lies in a particular Hindu belief. As mythology has turned Ayodhya into the birthplace of Lord Rama, the river flowing by it has also assumed the mythical name of Sarayu, the stream that is believed to have flowed through the kingdom of Lord Rama. Back in Hanumangadhi, by the noon of 3rd December 1981, Abhiram Das's disciples and friends had completed all preparations and were ready to initiate the final rituals for the deceased. Outside the asan, the body of Abhiram Das had been placed on a platform made of bamboo, in a seated posture, his face frozen into a mask of self-control, his eyes half-closed as if he were deep in meditation. A saffron piece of cloth that had the name of Lord Rama printed all over, a particular kind of cotton or silk material called Rama.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?